Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals at one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That was Zachary Goldman of Reuters. In Central Asia, Kazakhstan is mourning the dead from today's crash of a Bek Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board. It went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty, killing at least 12 and injuring nearly 50 others. Many are said to be in critical condition. AP's Mike Hempen has the story of the plane involved.
The plane was a medium-sized twin-turbofan jet airliner. It was most recently certified to operate in May. The company that built the aircraft went bankrupt in 1996, and production of the plane stopped the following year. All flights involving the airliner in Kazakhstan have been suspended, pending the outcome of the investigation.
That was AP's Mike Hempen. Bek Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital of Nur-Sultan when tragedy struck. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring a huge victory after winning a leadership primary that ensures he will lead his right-wing Likud party into a March general election. This despite facing a corruption indictment and his third round of balloting in just 12 months. Netanyahu secured more than 70% of the primary vote against Gideon Saar. Most Israeli media commentators had predicted a Netanyahu win, but its convincing margin made banner headlines. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office by police officers who then searched the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation.